All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Downtown East Streetcar Sewer Board meeting. Today is December 1st. It is 9:08 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Steve, your chair, would you like to start?
Steve Borup.
Glenn Gersberger.
Brandon Blazer.
Arthur Woodbury.
Jason Algaes.
Bryce Baker.
And did we get Glenn?
Yeah, Glenn Gersberger.
Okay, thanks, Glenn.
And Shelby Clymer with CLA. All
right, that's everyone. I all we have created. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board. First up, we need to have a public hearing regarding the 2026 budget. So could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
Okay.
This is Steve. I'll second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
Really?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, board, we're now in a public hearing to take any public comment regarding the 2026 budget. So Shelby, would you like to walk through it for us?
I sure can. Let me switch my screen.
Thank you.
All right, so board, there were no changes to this budget from what David reviewed with you last month. So I'll just run through this pretty quickly. Starting with the general fund, which is where all the administrative costs flow through. The 2026 budget, we've put in about $54,800, costs primarily split between accounting and legal, as well as the annual audit fees and then annual insurance costs. We do anticipate that all of those would be funded through the administrative costs account that's held at UMB. Within the debt service fund, property taxes for 2025 that would be available for the 2026 budget year are estimated in at $270,000. We've estimated interest income based on the current rates that are where the funds are invested at UMB and what those funds are currently earning. On the expenditures, there'd be a scheduled interest payment on the bonds of just over $1.7 million and then the annual paying agent fee to UMB of $7,000. And then the $54,000 transfer out, that represents the annual administrative carve out from those property tax revenues that would go to the general fund. And then capital projects fund, based on the 2025 estimates, we're showing about $190,000 in remaining funds in 2026, all of which we've shown as appropriated to the extent that the 2025 estimate comes in under that $19.5 million, then we can amend in 2026 to reappropriate all of those remaining funds at that point. Any questions, comments?
The 270,000 of property taxes applied next year. I understand it's a portion of it, but looks like we had like $400,000 net in 2025, but we're projecting less in 2026.
Yeah, Steve, I believe that the 687,000 includes some 2024 as well as the 2025. And so this is kind of a combination of the 2 years, and then we're backing out the 2025 that would be available for next year. So I don't believe that it was an actual decrease. I think it's just kind of the timing and presentation of it.
Good question, Steve. All right, board, any other questions? All right, thanks, Shelby. What I need now, board, would be a motion to close the public hearing.
This is Steve. I'll motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Steve.
This is Brandon Blazer. I second that.
Thanks, Brandon. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right. Next up would be our board meeting minutes from our October 27th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yeah, I think Brian can review it.
I've had a chance. This is Bryce. I've had a chance to review it.
Okay. Could I get a motion, Bryce?
Yeah, I'd motion that we approve the minutes as proposed.
Great. Thank you, Bryce.
This is Steve. I second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. Perfect. All right. On to our board, Shelby.
Right. The district.
She'll be on mute.
Thanks, Steve. Sorry. Okay. September 30th financial statements. Total assets at the end of third quarter, just under 10.6 million. Of that, about 5.6 million was available in the capital projects fund. About 4.7 million was restricted for the debt service fund. And then about 267,000 available in the admin expense fund at UMB. Total liabilities were about 96,000, of which 29,000 represented current accounts payable, and then a due to due from other funds of 67,000. That represents costs that were funded through the capital projects fund for administrative costs over the last couple of years. This admin expense fund really hasn't been touched much. So we had, I believe David discussed this at the last meeting with you all, that we could use funds there to essentially repay the capital projects fund for that 67,000 so that those funds could be available for infrastructure costs. Then moving to the general fund, interest has been earned about 8,500 through September. Expenses stand at about 45,000. Both accounting and legal running a little bit over the kind of initial projected budget. We've reflected some of those estimates in the 2026 budget. At the next meeting, we will need to do a 2025 budget amendment here, which also includes the transfers to other funds of 33,000. Again, going to the capital projects fund to kind of recoup those administrative costs that had been paid there. Then the debt service fund, property taxes about 418,000. Again, I believe that that includes the 23 and 24 taxes here based on the timing of those. Interest income was about 154,000. And then we had that bond interest payment as scheduled of 1.7 million. And then lastly is the capital projects fund. Interest earned here about 467,000. Or 460,000, excuse me, and then capital outlay just under 14 million through September. Again, we had appropriated just under 20 million, so still some room through that last quarter of the year. Any questions or comments on the financial statements?
I think my only question is, I'm just curious if there's any noticing requirements or anything as we continue to burn through the debt service fund reserves. Is there a point where any action has to be taken, noticing bondholders, all that's taken care of?
Not at this point, Steve. So the reserve funds for the debt service fund was a surplus fund. And so the surplus funds are designed to kind of fluctuate over time. So draws on that would not constitute like a material event that would need to be disclosed to bondholders, whereas if it was a formal reserve fund, that would. And so for these first few years where there's not as large of a tax base, it's anticipated that that surplus fund would be drawn upon once the capitalized interest is depleted. And then, you know, ideally then the property taxes will eventually kind of that tax base will grow to cover the annual payments on those bonds. So short answer is no disclosure needs to go to the bondholders through the quarterly reports that are required. They will see kind of as that surplus fund balance changes over time.
Yeah.
Good question. Any other questions from the board?
Okay, board. What I would need then would be a motion to accept the financial statements as presented.
This is Steve. I motion to accept the financials as presented.
Thanks, Steve.
This is Jason. I second.
Thanks, Jason. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Next up is the budget resolution. Again, sorry, my computer froze, but this is the same budget resolution we've passed every year. Basically just says we're adopting the 26 budget and we're approving the mill levy still at the 3 mills. So do you guys have any questions? If not, could I get a motion to approve the resolution?
Blazer, motion to approve.
Thanks.
That's resolution.
Thanks, Brandon.
So, Steve, do you need a second?
I do.
A second.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. All right. Do these Mondays work for our annual meeting schedule? So if we were to do the same as we did last year, does that work for everyone?
Generally works for me.
Okay, hopefully we'll get with the city, get them to reduce. When I find out for sure, I'll send out an email to everybody. And then we can, through the email, work out who wants to stay, who doesn't. My strong suggestion is everyone on the call, you guys stay. At least.
No.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so who made the motion? Was that Jason?
What? Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Was it? I can.
I just couldn't see on my screen who made the resolution for the annual meeting schedule.
Oh, I could do it. I could.
Okay.
I could do it, I guess, or second it if someone did it.
Well, we'll say you did it. How's that?
Yeah, Jason? Sounds good.
All right.
Give you a second on that, Ms. Brandon Blazer.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks, Brandon. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay. Shelby, you want to cover your guys' engagement?
Yes. So, board, we just require an annual renewal of the statement of work that we have with the district. So this outlines the scope of the engagement, the work that we're doing, which, as you all know, is heavily driven by the state compliance items for the quarterly financial statements, the audit, the budget, anything like that. And so this is just a renewal, really no change. There was a technical change on the firm side of the accounting standards that we follow. So there's some language change based on that, but the scope, the deliverables, all of that remain the same, and the kind of overall terms of the engagement remain the same. The one thing that we have updated here is proposing an annual fixed fee for the district. We believe that this really reflects kind of the cost of the work that we're doing and would really just simplify the billing both from our standpoint and from your guys' standpoint. And helps us just kind of make sure that those costs are billed evenly throughout the year and that we're not having fluctuations if there's, changes in our team and having to kind of figure out what time we may need to write off for training or transition and things like that. So again, we know the scope, we know kind of the timing of all of the deliverables. And so this is kind of within the budget that was set for 2026. So that's what we're proposing. But of course, that's open for discussion. We can move back to time and materials as we have been. But again, just feel like this would simplify things and kind of prevent those fluctuations. So any comments or discussion on that, concerns?
This is Steve. I like the fixed fee concept. Can you just tell us how you correlated your fixed fee to the last couple of years' actual expenses? Like, how do those relate to each other?
Yeah. And let me switch back to the budget here too. I don't have those in front of me. So for 2025, we're estimating about 21,000. 2024 was a little bit lower. I don't know why. We kind of had that anomaly there. I'd have to look at that a little bit. And then 2025 was a little bit higher just due to the timing of the 2023 audit and the work that we had on that. So again, the 18,600, that's, you know, we know generally how long it's going to take us for the financials, how long it takes us for the budget and the audit, things like that. So kind of based on actual time that we've put into the engagement, and again, doesn't, you know, kind of keeps things steady rather than the fluctuations year over year based on timing of the audits and things like that. Steve, I don't know if that answered your question well enough. Can you do a little bit of digging? Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a little less than 2024, a bit more than 2020. I'm sorry, a little bit less than 2025, a little bit more than 2024. And then you've used your estimated hours and your rates to come up with the fee.
Yep.
Board, for my opinion, I like the idea as well. Like Shelby's saying, when you have the turnover potentially that they just went through working on the different audits, all of those things, I think it's a fair amount. Well, if you guys are good with that, I need a motion then to approve the engagement agreement.
This is Steve. I motion to approve the engagement.
Thanks, Steve.
This is Brandon. I second.
Thanks, Brandon. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Okay, all right, thanks,
Tom. That's unanimous. Shelby, could you switch for me? Okay.
Yep.
You want to walk through Haney and Company for us?
Yeah, I can do that. So Haney and Company has been the district's auditor for the last few years now. Would propose that we kind of stick with them. They know the district, and changing auditors, especially this early on, is just kind of a nuisance. We don't feel like it's necessary to change the auditor all that often. Within the fee section here, they put in a fixed fee of $9,000. Current year is $8,700, so just a $300 increase, which I think is about 3%, and is pretty standard increase from what we've seen with other audit firms as well. So any discussion or questions here?
I agree with Shelby too, by the way, board. I think these guys do a good job. Like Shelby said, they know the district, they know the ins and outs. We're not required to change auditors. So I agree with Shelby. My recommendation is we go with Haney again.
This is Steve. Go ahead.
Oh, Steve, before you were going to make a motion, I was just going to say, in working with them this year, I know we had some delays in getting information over to the state auditors. And so I think that was a function, as I talked to them, more of getting the district up and running and starting to deploy the funds and working with the state auditors for the first rounds of audits. At least that's how I understood it, as opposed to something that was delayed within turnover or a change or poor performance or anything to that regard. So Steve, I think I'm okay, recommending that we keep them engaged and going. I just think there was a hiccup kind of midsummer with the audit, but it sounded like that was more a function of getting reports to them to get to the state as opposed to any performance issue on Haney's part.
No, yeah, thanks for that.
Did you understand that the same way, Steve?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the timing has been the only thing that's we've wondered on. It seems like we've had some delays getting audit, you know, that are 12 months old or whatever, but or just feels like they've been slow, but I also know that, like I say, we've been starting up, and no major concerns, nothing that would say we can't use them again.
Yeah, same.
Okay, thanks for that, Bryce and Steve. So, Board, what we would need then is a motion to approve the engagement agreement.
This no, I'm okay. Go ahead, Steve.
This is Steve. I'll motion to approve the engagement letter.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
This is Bryce. I'll second that.
Thanks, Bryce. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. I'll go through real quick our Open and Public Meetings Act for the year. I know we're running a little long, so. All right. Open public meetings, the state requires us to conduct all the district business in an open and public fashion. We have to allow the public to participate. We do need a quorum of the board. You guys are way familiar with that one, right? Public comment, we have to allow for public comment at all the board meetings. Typically, we'll allow up to 3 minutes. Steve, it is actually your decision on how long you would like to allow the public to comment if we were to have any. We do need to post an annual meeting schedule on the Utah Public Notice website. That way people can sign up. Any notice that's given, any agendas, anything posted, they would get an email so that they could keep up on the district and what's going on. On those notices, we need to have the date, time, and place of the meeting, and there also has to be reasonable specificity on it so that we can't just list a generic resolution. Like for today, we would have to list that it's the budget resolution. So that kind of specificity. So we'd need 24-hour notice for a typical meeting, but if we do, say, like today's public hearing, that requires a 7-day notice. That we would need to post. The public notice website is the central source for all of the information containing for any public entity in the state. We do have the ability to do electronic meetings. We do have a policy that allows that. The only thing that it requires is that we have an anchor location. That's why Christy is always at those anchor locations so that we can fulfill that part of the code. We have to keep minutes. We have to record all the meetings. Both of those get put on the public notice website. We have 3 days for the recordings, and then we have 3 days once the final minutes are approved. The written minutes that you guys approve are the official minutes, not the recording, which a lot of people find interesting. There is a potential we could go into a closed session, super rare for PIDs. It requires 2/3 vote of the board, those in attendance of the quorum, to go into a closed session. We can go into closed for different strategy sessions. Those would include collective bargaining, any pending or reasonably imminent litigation, if we're going to do any purchases of land, water rights, appraisals, those kind of things. We could go into closed session to talk about how we're going to deal with those. We could go into closed if we were going to talk about any security issues like personnel, devices, systems, if we're going to do any investigations into, say, misconduct, any of those things, we could go into closed. Or if there was any important information that dealt with any procurement issues, or if, say, one of your guys' businesses, somebody was trying to get access to anything tied back to the businesses, then we could go into closed to talk about those. We would say no, obviously. All the closed meetings do need to be recorded the same as an open meeting. They also need to have minutes to them. The difference is nobody can get access to a closed session. The only way they could gain access is if they went to court and got a court order. So you guys have any questions on that? All right. That is everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
Nope.
All right. If not, take a motion to adjourn, and we'll see you guys, what, in February? Want to say?
You won.
All right. Can we get a motion then?
It's Bryce. I motion that we close this public hearing.
Great. Thanks, Bryce.
Brandon, I second that.
All right. We'll give it to Brandon, Steve, since he doesn't have as many as you. All right. Well, all those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Hey.